Listen to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Test Reform Radio. My name is Nate. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. The theme of today is songs. Did I say songs? I meant singles.
Yeah.
What's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. You want to call in 855-915-9636 or 915-WMFO. That's kind of how you do that. And I think the phones are working again. We had some phone problems, and I know that a lot of people call into this show. I see it. The light board, at 10 o'clock, I'm looking at the light board, it's flashing, and I'm like, I can't answer any of these technical problems. Theme of the song today is songs, singles. Anyway, Santee Gold, not Santo Gold, which is what they started out as and which what they are logged in my brain as. Disparate youth. Disparate is a word you should be using in your personal lexicon anytime you can. Wolf Like Me, TV on the Radio, one of those bands that I didn't get into because there was like a whole other world that you sort of had to accept in order to be that. I think I said on the show before, it was like, you'd be on one side of the room and then the other side, the TV on the Radio guys would all be wearing like jackets inside on the other side. And you're like, I like the band. But there's just like, again, like, I don't know if I gotta buy a new car or something like that if I'm into it. And I respect, it's out of respect that you don't dabble in that world, that you commit. And it's like, you know what? I can't commit. And I respect you guys too much to just be here, you know. So I'll play this song, but that's gonna be it. I Saw You Close Your Eyes by Local Natives, also in 2017. Baby Love by Nulafer Yanya, probably saying that wrong. Also love songs that it's not only is it the single, it's the song that got you the album, you know. Baby Love is the song, however, as you know, Do You Like Pain is the name of that album. Anybody following along on Spinatron knows I'm logging the singles where I can. So there's that. But anyway, welcome. And this is going to be the show. It's 10:20. You might be wrapping it all up for Thanksgiving. You might be trying to get those last couple of things in. Thanksgiving is it's a lot because you got to do the whole thing. You know, you're usually traveling. For me, I'm cooking for 1,000 people. 1,000 people coming over to our house. If you want to, too, you know, 1,001 is really not that many more turkeys. You know, I'm really right in that, like one more quartile. I'm really right in the statistical error of people. So if you want to come over, we got room for you. We got tables and chairs and whatnot. So anyway, it's a lot, but then all of a sudden it's over. Like Monday is we're back on Monday, you know, and usually by Tuesday I've like pretty much checked out. So it's interesting that we've got, you know, all this stuff going on. All right. Back at it. And, again, these are singles. That's what they are. Thanks for listening.
Feel. evening till the sun's up, I'm sleeping. I don't feel like moving a toe or finger. If I can't see her, why be sincere with you? Lamplights, glass eyes, keeping me awake. Nightmares, bad dreams, don't know what's at stake. Try as I might, I still see you in the night. Fighting off a feeling that I know down deep inside.
Don't live here. Won't let it get cold.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Let me just do this real quick. Let me just do that. How's that? Better? Worse? It's better. All right, here we go. Here we go. Theme of the show is singles. Some playing some singles. Our Deal by Best Coast. The singlest single there ever was. Best Coast was like, this is our deal. The way that this song is, this is how it's going to be. And I respect them for that. No Dancing by Knox Fortune off the album Paradise. If I've heard another song off that album, I haven't. I don't have a catchy thing. Loving by Land of Talk. Life After Youth. That was a big album. 2017. Big album in my world. And then Obstacle One by Interpol. Big time single off Turn on Bright Lights. Gosh, that album is so good. It's so good. Logged it as like the 10-year, but man, 2000, oof, oof. Good stuff. Also, an album that I really like, listened to a lot, and then when I started playing the drums, I was like, I'm going to do it. This is the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this way. There's going to be like these breakdowns and stuff like that, and then when we come back into the like the chorus, ride cymbal all the way. That's like what makes me happy, is like that transition. Is like going into that sort of like syncopated beat and then going back into like a straight 4-4 on the ride cymbal. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's fantastic. All right. Got a PSA for you. Public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. BTW saw that thing. The T needs like $5 billion. Just like real quick. Just like a five spot. To make sure we fix all the things that are broken. Not to, like, get more T, but to, like, have the T that we have now work. A quick five. And I love, too, I was listening to NPR yesterday, and the guy, I think his name's Phil Ang, was on NPR, and he's like, we don't need it all. Oh, it's not five. It's 23. Sorry. $23 billion. He's like, we don't need all the 23, like, out the gate. That's just the total that it's going to cost. So like 22 and a half will get us real started, and then we can sort of wait, you know, and buy the shirts at the end. Oh my God. Anyone who like was as excited as I was to get this green line, and then they were like, you know, it's going to be faster to walk. It's going to be faster to just cut through neighborhoods. and like make friends along the way and like stop over at people's house for tea, it's going to be faster to do that than it will be to take the tea. That's our deal right now. So, gosh, there's that. And then also, it's the two things I care about as like a northerner of this city is like the Green Line. You kind of did the thing that you needed to do anyway, which is like have it exist and build the community path next to it. That's great. I love when I'm biking in either direction, really, which is funny when I'm going uphill back up into Somerville and I pass the T as I'm going uphill on my bike into the wind. And the T is like, yeah, it's good on you, man. Good on you getting up there. And the other one is like the Orange Line, which used to be great. It catches on fire one time, and all of a sudden it's like, well, we need to just slow it all down. Okay? It was the speed and the friction. It wasn't other stuff. That's what caused that fire. So, like, if you're trying to go basically from, you know, Tufts Medical Center up to Oak Grove, we're just going to pause it. As soon as you get to Bunker Hill, it's going to be like, all right, let's go way down. All right? We talked a lot about this to a couple friends of mine. Can you beat the T? And I do think a case can be made that you can beat the T from Central Square to Harvard. I think that on the Red Line, I think that at basically any time in the T's like existence, a human person can run that fast from Central to Harvard. If you look at actually where the T is on like a map underneath the city, I think it can be done. And I'm like thinking about doing it, you know? That's the best part about having like, you know, these like holidays come up where really I'm not as zoned into the consumption element of Black Friday and everything like that. And it's like, maybe I'll just, maybe I'll just beat the T. You know, I don't know. There's shops down there, but I feel like a lot of people are going to be out in the burbs shopping, like the big box stores. All right. Okay. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can be often faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. That's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm here for that. I'm here for like the walk everywhere. Or my favorite, which now it's cold. It's officially cold. It's not like hot then cold. It's cold now. In the 20s last night. It's sunny. It's nice. I'm a big fan of hoofing it, which is just like you get off at the T, you kind of like unzip your jacket a little bit, and then just on the jog. Not fast, right? You're not trying to win the Boston Marathon here, but just enough where like you're kind of at equilibrium, like the cold air flowing into your like your jacket. You know, if you've got those underarm little zippies, I've got those on a couple of my jackets. You can just go ahead and zip those off. You jog and it's like, it's crazy. It's like half the time. And by the time you get there, or really by the time it's like, you know, 10 minutes into this whole exercise, you're nice and warm. So you're warm, you're there faster. You kind of look like an idiot. That's kind of literally the only argument against this is it looks like you're sort of slowly running, you know? And especially if you're just kind of wearing regular non-athletic clothes, you're going to get some looks on the path. But I've been doing it enough times that it's like you just sort of absorb that. Also, I reject only exercising in exercise clothes. That's some consumption nonsense right there. And you should be able to work out on whatever you want. All the time, when I was down there at the old farm school, I was doing the stadium in Cambridge, just up and down, oftentimes in jeans. Because, you know, why not? It was a lot of fun. And, you know, you get a great workout in, and you don't need to, you know, maybe you sweat a little bit, but again, it's cold. So you can kind of adjust. You know, you can really stay on top of it where you're not like dripping in sweat or anything like that. It's great. It's great. Kind of log right back into your day. You know, you get some looks, but that's it. Anyway, that's my PSA. Work out in regular clothes and run around. Just like if you got to go uphill, just run. That's Nate's take. All right, back to the singles.
There's a pretty young thing in front of you, and she's real pretty and she's real into you, and then she's sleeping inside of you. And the talking leads to touching, then the touching leads to sex, and then there is no mystery left. And it's bad news. I don't blame you. I do the same thing. I get lonely too. And you're bad news. My friends tell me to leave you. But you're bad news, bad news, bad news. You're bad news. Baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news. Baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news. I don't care, I like you. And you're bad news. I don't care, I like you. I like you.
Come, my little ones, come, my little ones, run.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose for at least a little bit longer. My name is Nate. We had Portions for Foxes by Rilo Kiley of the single off of More Adventurous. 2004. Ooh. Water Story by Wowzer Bowser. The way that I know that that was the single to that album, for all you one Wowzer Bowser fans out there listening to the show, I just asked the band one night, what's the single? And they're like, "This, it's Water Story. That's the single. It's not the other one. It's not where the house is built for summer and it's winter." And then Belinda says, "By Always." New album. 2022. I guess not new. Whatever. No, that's 23. That album came out in 2023. I don't know if it did, but it did. All right. That's going to be it for me. I'll probably just go ahead and hand it over to TK and get you all set up here. But yeah, I got to regale some stories of my old times in the bowels of the labs at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Just mixing chemicals and commenting on people's articles in The Economist, which was a very civil place to be. A very civil discourse about, like, hey, you know, I just think that, like, a centralized South Asian bank is going to be a really interesting, like combatant to, like, what China is just trying to do with the Belt and Road, you know? And then the next comment would be like, actually, it's like, really insightful. I wasn't really necessarily thinking about the centralized financing power of China. So yeah, I don't know how it is now, but back in the day, it was an excellent place to just, like, learn a lot and to really see people, like, take each other's points seriously. Great. Well, have a great Thanksgiving. Hang around, and I'll be here. And again, yeah, we're having a million people over, so if you're the millionth and first, we've got some turkey for you. See you out there. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford.